Welcome to Flashpoints. I'm Margaret Brennan in the CBS newsroom with Juan Zarate, senior national security analyst here at CBS.
Thanks, Margaret.
Juan, we have seen a string of horrific attacks in Nigeria. These have been going on for some time, but overnight we have seen 8 girls kidnapped. In the past few weeks, we've seen 200 to 300 schoolgirls taken, simply disappeared. And it's because of this group called Boko Haram, a militant group that is trying to overthrow the Nigerian government, and they're threatening to sell these girls into slavery. The U.S. designated them terrorists in 2013. How much of a national security threat are they to the U.S.? Who are they?
First and foremost, they're a horrific group that has been responsible for horrendous attacks. Classic bombings. We've seen this in Abuja. We've talked about it on Flashpoints before. Horrific attacks on schools and dormitories, usually hacking boys who are going to school. Boko Haram, the name itself means Western education is not legitimate, is illegal. And so they've gone after schools and now horrifically gone after girls and abducted them. And brazenly admitted it. This is a group that is dangerous in the first instance because of the instability it creates in Nigeria. It is drawn from the instability in the north and northeast in Nigeria, has battled security forces, has morphed over time. But I think for the United States, in addition to the instability in Nigeria, which is a key country in Africa, one of the largest economy,
largest populous country.
Exactly. A major military power in terms of African dimensions. So very important country. But Boko Haram itself is also, in some ways, the key West African wing of Al-Qaeda. It is associated ideologically with the Al-Qaeda brand. It has shared fighters and funding with Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, the North African group, and in many ways is a window into West Africa for the Al-Qaeda movement as it stretches across the Maghreb. And so for the United States, it matters because it's a threat to Nigeria. It's causing these horrific atrocities in the country, but also because it gives form and function and logistics to the Al-Qaeda movement in a key African state. And that's not good for the United States. It's certainly not good for Nigeria.
So what can the U.S. do? They provided millions in help for law enforcement, for counterterrorism. But on this campaign, can they help find these girls?
Well, I think we can try to help. I mean, certainly you're not going to see American paratroopers going in or special forces going in, although there may be some residual training that has been happening that will go into, you know, how can we help on this particular case. More importantly, I think we can apply intelligence resources and some technology to the extent that there's a need to try to actually search where these girls are. But to the extent that these girls are now not just in northeastern Nigeria, which is often controlled by Boko Haram, but in places like Chad or Cameroon or taken elsewhere, the search for them is going to get harder and harder. And that's why you've seen the outcry in Nigeria, especially from the parents and certainly the women's groups, trying to hold the government to account for trying to get these girls back. And it's really a moment of crisis of legitimacy, I think, for Goodluck Jonathan and his government to say, not only are we having trouble securing our country, our capital, which has been subject of attacks, but now our girls are being taken from us and we can't do anything about it. We can't prevent it and we certainly haven't seen them find the girls yet. And so this is a crisis of legitimacy for the government and the U.S. is in help mode versus a protagonist role.
Well, it's certainly captured public attention. It's not often you see that with an African country, a crisis like this, make front page news. We'll continue to cover it and to track it. Thank you very much, Juan.
Thanks, Margaret.
This has been Flashpoints.